Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is April 30th, 2025. Yes, here we go. Everyone writes in the chat when the intro starts. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you joining us tonight for this incredible prophetic mystery and connection that is happening not with the Kentucky Derby and what is happening in America right now, Canada, and what is happening in Italy with the Vatican. This is an incredible connect the dots. Praise God. There are mysteries within this that we are going to unpack. So if you could share this broadcast right now, we would very much appreciate it. It helps us very much. I see people coming in from Rhode Island. We love Watch Hill, Rhode Island, by the way. Scotland, hello to our international audience coming in. Louisiana, California, Tennessee, Ohio. Let's see who else is here. Missouri, New Jersey. Hello to our neighbors in New Jersey. Multiple New Jerseys coming in. People are writing, I love the horse race analogies. Let me tell you, we're going to get into this, but there's a very active spiritual realm going on around us that comes into the natural in many ways, in many areas of life. And we're going to demonstrate that tonight. Oh, let's see. I saw Bahamas here as well. Hello to our friends in the Bahamas, Las Vegas, Montana, the UK. Hello to our friends in England. We love you. Let's see. Texas, Puerto Rico. Hello to those of you in Puerto Rico, in Canada. We love our neighbors in Canada as well. Australia, I see coming in. Alaska, Texas. Let's see, people coming in from X now. Welcome. Another Australia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Syracuse. Hello to our neighbors about 4 hours north in Syracuse, New York. Hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we're going to open up in prayer, and we're going to do a prophetic deep dive into this. If you know people that like horse racing, share this with them. But this is so much bigger than that. So basically, this is a picture of what we see happening in multiple nations right now and what is coming. So it's very interesting how this ends up shaping up. And so we're going to prophetically show you this tonight. We're going to break down this deep mystery that has converged this year of all years, when it comes to this race. So let's open up in prayer. The dogs are coming in and out of the office tonight, and then we're going to unpack this and get into this powerful night. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father God, forgive us of every area, Lord, that we fall short, Father God. Lord, we apply the blood of Jesus. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day, Father. And we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And we praise you, Lord, that he made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when Jesus Christ said, "It is finished." And he rose again miraculously in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful, victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. Father, no one comes to the Father but through Jesus Christ, Lord, your word says. And we praise you for that, Father God, and we give you all the glory for that, Father. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, the Counselor, into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory, your power, and your presence mightily move, Father God. Let your truth, Father God, mightily go forth tonight, that the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, may go forth, Father God, and minister to those who are watching, Father God. Let your spirit, your presence, your words, Lord, move powerfully in this place. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you fill me and our team with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Order our steps, Lord. Order my words tonight, Father God. Be our front and rear guard as we go forth. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me and our team, Lord, the humble privilege of being a vessel of your power. Holy Spirit, we thank you that we have the privilege of learning tonight. We have the privilege of the word of God. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, and praise you, Father God, that we get to come into your presence in the name of Jesus Christ as your children, Father. We praise you, Lord, you will have your way above all. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround and protect us, to fill this office, to make a hedge, a shield, and a wall as we go forth. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, curse, sabotage, strategy that the enemy, attack and arrow that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, familiar spirits, puppets of the enemy would attempt in any way, shape, or form or through anyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke that now. We command it destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless. Every arrow destroyed by the fire of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Every weapon of the enemies in the name of Jesus malfunction. And in the name of Jesus Christ, every avenue, pathway that the enemy would attempt to use be blocked and stopped in the name of Jesus Christ. And let that be cast back to the pits, dry places, areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Every breath we have is because of you. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We give you all the glory. We praise you, Father God. Every breath we have, we owe to you, Father God. Take all the glory for yourself, Father. We love you in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I felt that. I felt that. So praise the Lord. The Lord is here. The Lord is moving. Welcome to those who were jumping in during prayer. We're so happy to have you with us. If you could share this broadcast, we'd very much appreciate it because we are doing a deep dive into the prophetic mystery that is surrounding the Kentucky Derby and how it's connected to America, how it's connected to Egypt, how it's connected to Canada, and how it's connected to what's going on at the Vatican. Because it is all connected, and we'll get into that in a moment. But this is the 151st Kentucky Derby that's taking place this weekend. 1 + 5 + 1 = 7. That's going to be a key here. So just keep that. Well, I'm going to tell you to keep a few numbers in mind here as we go forth that keep popping up in the middle of this because of what we're about to embark on here. So we have a very active, and I mean very active, spiritual realm around us. You have the kingdom of darkness and you have the kingdom of Almighty God. That is the most powerful kingdom that ever was, ever is, and ever will be. And so there are wars that happen between these two kingdoms. And this is very active, what goes on around us. And it ends up appearing in the natural in different ways. And it very much appears in all parts of life. You have the hallmarks of the kingdom of darkness. And then you have the hallmarks that you see of the kingdoms of God and the reflections of what is happening in the nations and what is to come. This even happens in our personal lives. But what is happening in the realm of the spirit gets pushed into the natural and ends up positioning itself in multiple ways within a nation. You end up starting to see these things take shape. Now, the Kentucky Derby is the first race in the quest for the Triple Crown, right? It's a national event, and there are prophetic mysteries that take shape within it that not only demonstrate the wars going on in the realm of the spirit, but because it is a national event, you tend to see reflections of what is happening within a nation in races like these. In fact, we are running a race, right? We are running a race right now with our faith, right? We are pressing towards the mark of the high calling. We are running that race of faith. We are contending, right? The Lord says, I contend with those who contend with you. I fight against those who fight against you. That's in Psalm 35. So this is active, very real contending going on in the realm of the spirit that ends up then coming into the natural. And as these races are happening this year, as we are embarking on the Kentucky Derby, the race for Pope is happening. So you have the Derby, you have the Preakness, and you have the Belmont Stakes, right? The race for Pope is literally happening within the confines of these races this year. I don't think that's an accident. In fact, it's the race for the 267th Pope. And if you add that up, you get the number 15. Remember this also as we go forward, you get the number 15. But you have this major race, and then you have this very fiery contention that's going to happen at the Vatican that is about to happen, because it's also happening within the window between Passover and Pentecost, which is a very fiery window. So if you remember last year with the Derby, Mystic Dan won the Kentucky Derby in a three-way photo finish, okay? Now, this had a dual meaning for the time we were in. At the time, President Trump was deep in lawfare, and Stormy Daniels was involved in those trials, and she practices in the occult, Mystic Dan, right? For Daniels, right? Mystic Dan. However, it was also pointing at that we were entering the time of Daniel. Remember, Daniel was put as head of the magicians and the sorcerers and the mystics in Babylon because of the wisdom God had put into him. So we were entering that time of Daniel. That was a signal as well. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. You have been judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided, both for the church and the nation. So that race last year, what happened was really a prophetic picture of what was going on with the race for president and what the time we were entering in this nation, which would be like the time of Daniel. Now, this year is fascinating, what's going on under the surface of this race. There are some very deep things that are going on under the surface of this race. So we're going to get into it right now. We're going to get into the horses, because wait till you hear this. What is percolating beneath the surface of all that is going on here? So first, we're going to go to the number 5 position, because they're numbered, I believe, 1 to 15. So in the number 5 position is a horse by the name of American Promise. Yes, the horse's name is American Promise. We are in the year 5785 on the Jewish calendar. American Promise happens to be in the 5th position. Now, what is the definition of a promise? It is a legally binding declaration that gives the person to whom is made a right to expect or to claim the performance or forbearance of a specified act. Another definition, ground for expectation of success, improvement, or excellence. Now, here's where this is going to start to get very interesting, all of this. American Promise's sire, his father, is Justify. Justify won the Triple Crown in 2018, 7 years ago. Remember, I told you, remember this number seven, 7 year cycle, won 7 years ago. Donald Trump was president when Justify won the Triple Crown. He was halfway into his first term. And 7 years later, here is Donald Trump as president again with Justify's offspring, who happens to be named American Promise. Now, the definition of justify is to prove just or right. So when you put these names of these two horses together, the sire, the father, and the son, the Lord justified the promise to America, which was the covenant, with what happened in November in a very biblical election. So the promise of America was justified, right? There was a justify to the promise made to America. It was justified in November with the very biblical election that we had. Now, this horse, American Promise, right? I think he's one to watch in this, to be honest, but he won the Virginia Derby over a horse by the name of Render Judgment, okay? We are in that time of the American Promise and judgment being rendered, okay? We are in that time. The time of Daniel, right? Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. Toby Keith happens to be the owner of the horse Render Judgment. Render Judgment is also in the Kentucky Derby this year. He is in the 15th position, so keep that in mind as well. Render Judgment is in the 15th position. His father's name, his sire, happens to be Blame. Well, when Blame is cast, judgment is rendered. So that goes together. However, Render Judgment is in the 15th position right now, okay, for the Derby. And this is the election of the 267th Pope. When you add those numbers together, you get 15. In the Canadian election that just happened, the Liberal Party won 168 seats. If you add that together, you also get 15. So if these two contentions have just happened, these two races in Canada and with the Vatican, and those numbers added equal 15, and a horse by the name of Render Judgment just happens to be, this year of all years, in the 15th position of the Derby, what do you think is coming to the Vatican in Canada? You see, this is what happens. It starts to reflect what we see happening. And all glory be to God that the Lord begins to show me these things. So because I think sometimes we think the spiritual realm is confined to one area, and it's not. The kingdom of darkness is constantly trying to push things into the earth, and the kingdom of Almighty God, right, is also pushing into the earth the things the Lord wants fulfilled. So you've got Render Judgment, who just happens to be in the 15th position, and you have the race for Pope and the Canada race that just happened, and both numbers that have to do with those races added up happen to equal 15. So I would watch the Vatican and Canada right now for judgment to be rendered, because if something is rendered, it's paid in full, right? Actually, let's live get a definition, a proper definition for rendered, because I think this would help us here. Okay, render. Yeah, let's look up the meaning of render. It means to convert something into another substance or form by means of a process, to transmit something to another, to give up or to yield. So isn't that interesting? Render judgment, yield to judgment. Isn't that interesting when something is rendered? To give in return or retribution. Okay, so that is another definition of render as well. So it's basically giving back or retribution, right? Having to do with judgment in this certain case study that we are looking at here. So this is a theme, right, of judgment being rendered with the Vatican, with what's coming in Canada. When the people get restless enough in Canada, and decide they have had enough of the Sauls, you will see that mene mene tekel ufarsin moment in Canada. The Liberals in Canada think they've won a major victory. It's going to become a curse for them. Judgment is going to be rendered. It's no mistake that this horse happens to be coming in the 15th slot of the Derby race. Interestingly enough, too, the new prime minister of the Liberal Party that was elected for Canada, his term began March 14th, 2025. That was Purim. The Liberal Party's Prime Minister of Canada's term happened to begin on Purim. Do you think that's an accident? Because I don't think that's an accident. Because Purim was marked by a blood moon. A blood moon. And this is when the Liberal Party on Purim, right, gets put into term, basically. Mark Carney gets put into term. His name means dedicated to Mars as a champion. Mars was the false Roman god of war. Roman, remember this. Where is the Vatican? Rome, right? It's in Rome. So there's a spirit you are dealing with that is going to attempt to not only arise prematurely in Canada, but you're dealing with that as well at the Vatican. So his name really means dedicated to Mars as a champion. That's what Mark Carney's name happens to mean. This is a spirit that is, like I said, attempting to arise prematurely here in Canada. But remember this, Goliath was dedicated to false gods as a champion also. And we all saw in scripture how that ended up. It's just something to think about here as we move forward. Now, moving on, in the 13th position, this is going to get interesting very fast. If you think this is interesting now, wait till what I'm about to tell you. In the 13th position is a horse named Publisher. Okay, on the surface seems innocent. It's not innocent. Okay, horse's name Publisher. Now, Publisher's father, his sire, is American Pharaoh. Yes, American Pharaoh. Now, we'll get into that because American Pharaoh has two offspring in this race, and we're going to get into that in a moment. But the definition of the word publisher is a person who makes something known or who announces. So Publisher is the announcer of American Pharaoh, okay, if you want to look at it that way. Pharaoh, Egypt, Passover. Look what just happened on Passover. The Pope dies, right? Klaus Schwab steps down. We had a myriad of other things happen, right? Pope was appointed March 13th, 2013. That's 10 years, right? Since American Pharaoh, I think, won the Triple Crown. Wait a second. I want to double check this for a moment here because we might have something even more interesting shaping up here. Because no, actually, American Pharaoh, I believe, won the Triple Crown in 2015. Hold on, which is still going to make sense, and I'll have it make sense here in a moment. Pharaoh, let's see here, win the Triple Crown. Okay, yes, he won the Triple Crown in 2015. This is where this is all going to make sense. He won the Triple Crown in 2015, 10 years ago, okay? And there were 10 plagues on Egypt, interestingly enough. And now we're 10 years, right, past American Pharaoh. The Pope was appointed 2 years before American Pharaoh has his victory. The Pope is appointed at the Vatican, right? Which would bring us now to 12 years this year that a new pope is being chosen. But there were 10 plagues that happened on Egypt. It's been 10 years since American Pharaoh won. So that spirit and the one who desires to be the American Pharaoh is trying to find a way back in. However, judgment is being rendered in this time because of the American promise. However, that spirit is going to try in a very profound way. And we're going to break this down a little more between, because this is very rare, what we're about to see happen in the Derby in this year of all years, in this time of all times. However, I'm going to read to you Exodus chapter 5. We're going to do, let's see here, verse 22, and then we're going to go to Exodus 6. Exodus 5, verse 22 says, "Then Moses turned again to the Lord and said, 'O Lord, why have you brought harm and oppression to this people? Why did you ever send me? Ever since I came to Pharaoh,'" verse 23, "'to speak in your name, he has harmed and oppressed this people, and you have done nothing at all to rescue your people.'" Then Exodus 6, verse 1 through 7 says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. For under compulsion, he will not only let them go, but under compulsion, he will drive them out of his land.' Then God spoke further to Moses and said, 'I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, El Shaddai. But by my name, Lord, I did not make myself known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they lived as strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the sons of Israel, whom the Egyptians have enslaved. And I have faithfully remembered my covenant, my promise, right, with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will free you from their bondage. I will redeem and rescue you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. Then I will take you from my people, and I will be your God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who redeemed you and brought you out from under the burdens of Egypt." Okay, so keep this in mind. So we have publisher, whose father is American Pharaoh, who won the Triple Crown 10 years ago. Now, we're going to get into a deeper dive with this in just a moment here. However, I want to tell you, publisher's mother, her name is Indian Pride. Now, if you look at India right now, right, Hindu, look at what is attempting to rise in our nation. You had that 90-foot-tall statue of Hanuman in Texas. Look at the administration. Look at the trade deals being attempted with India. Look at what India is going to do in this time. India in this time is going to attempt to rise up and not only try to crush China, but crush their enemies. I believe in this time, we're probably going to see India get more aggressive than we have ever seen them get in recent history against surrounding nations who they consider their enemies. So just keep that in mind. Now, in the seventh position, we're about to circle back here to justify an American Pharaoh. So hang on here, because we're about to circle back. In the seventh position is a horse named Luxor Cafe. His father is also American Pharaoh. Okay, so this is going to shape up to be a 2-to-1 in a minute, and I'm going to show you how, but this is what this is shaping up to be. American Pharaoh won in 2015 during the Obama regime. The second term of Obama, American Pharaoh wins. It is the prophetic warning that Obama is trying to become the American Pharaoh and was about to go for the Triple Crown himself through an extension of a puppet named Hillary Clinton. So that's what it signals when American Pharaoh wins, right? You have American Pharaoh wins in 2015. You now have Render Judgment, who is in the 15th position, because this is a time and season that judgment is being rendered against the American Pharaoh and that spirit. Now, here is where it's going to get even deeper, and you're going to see the clash that I'm about to show you. This is the first time since 1952 that offspring from two Triple Crown winners are facing off. That is 73 years. 7 + 3 happens to equal 10, 10 plagues of Egypt during Passover, 10 years since American Pharaoh won. You have two from the Obama American Pharaoh era. You have two offspring from that era. You have Publisher and you have Luxor Cafe, and you have one from the Trump Justify era, which is American Promise. Because Justify won in 2018, 2 years into Trump's first term. American Pharaoh wins in 2015, right? In Obama's second term, about, I guess, 3 years into his second term. So you have these two horses that each one triple crowns, American Pharaoh and Justify, who each came from an era, the Obama era, and then the first term of the Trump era, okay? Now, you have Luxor Cafe. Now, we all know the Luxor Hotel is in Vegas, but this goes beyond that. Luxor is a city in Egypt. Luxor is the offspring of the American Pharaoh, and Luxor is a city in Egypt. So the two horses' names, right? The two horses' names, you have Luxor, which is in Egypt. You have Publisher, right? Those are the offspring of American Pharaoh. So you have Publisher, which is an announcer, an announcement of Egypt, right? Because the Luxor is a city in Egypt. So you have these two offspring of American Pharaoh, their names come together, has to do with an announcement out of Egypt, right? Or announcer of Egypt. Egypt is going to attempt to forcefully rise up in this time. That American Pharaoh spirit, right, is attempting as well to get back in. The American Pharaoh is attempting to get back in. That spirit is attempting to get back in. Egypt is going to attempt to forcefully rise up in this time. However, according to Ezekiel 29, verses 14 through 15, we're going to find out what has been stated scripturally about Egypt. Ezekiel 29, verses 14 through 15 says, I will reverse the fortunes of Egypt and cause them to return to the land of Pathros, the land of their origin, and there they will be a lowly kingdom. It will be the lowliest of the kingdoms, and it will never again exalt itself above the nations. I will diminish the Egyptians so they will never again rule over the nation. So as much as they try to rise up, as much as the Pharaoh spirit tries to rise up, the Lord has declared through the prophet Ezekiel, they will never again rule over the nations, no matter how hard they try. Now, the last time offspring of Triple Crown winners faced off in the Derby was in 1952. So this is rare. This is a big deal. And even more prophetic that it is happening this year, in the first year of President Trump's second term, you have the offspring of American Pharaoh, Obama, and Justify Trump facing off in the Derby in the first year of Trump's second term. I mean, you cannot make this up. You could not write this better if you tried. And this is what is all converging right now. And on top of it, this is all happening while there is a race for the next pope that is probably going to be ridden in scandal. And you just saw what happened in Canada. So you have the offspring of American Pharaoh attempting to arise, right? And then you have the offspring of Justify, which is the American Promise coming into the race to oppose the offspring of Pharaoh, to oppose the offspring of the American Pharaoh. This is what is shaping up in this incredible race. This has not happened in 73 years. We are watching history be made after a very biblical election in the second year, in the second term of Trump, his first year of that second term, is when the American Pharaoh from the Obama regime's offspring and the and Justify, right, from the Trump era, the first term, his offspring are clashing in this race. They are coming head to head right now in this race, in the window between Passover and Pentecost. I told you this was going to be a fiery window, and they're all converging. The election of the new Pope, what is happening here with the Derby, and what's coming forth between the offspring of American Pharaoh and the offspring of Justify. This is all happening within the window between Passover and Pentecost. Now, this has not happened in 73 years, like I said. I just want to give you a little history here. Let me just tell you what happened in 1973 here in this nation. Watergate and Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court decision that put this nation in bondage for 50 plus years. Now, remember Watergate and what they tried to do. Just remember this, because this is coming full circle and it's going to try to rear up again. Okay, this is what this is pointing at. This is ultimately coming to the holdouts of the Ahab, Saul, Obama, Biden regime versus the President Trump, Jehu, David regime, who was justified to bring forth the American promise. This is what this is going to head. You have the holdouts, because that spirit of Pharaoh, right, that same spirit seeped into the regime of Ahab and Jezebel. It seeped into the regime of Saul, right? It permeated itself. It just paraded itself as a different cover, same book. So you have the holdouts of the Ahab, Saul, Obama, Biden regime clashing and going head to head against the Donald Trump, Jehu, David regime. So this is ultimately what this is shaping up. And if you think about this, Jehu was justified by Almighty God to destroy the house of Ahab and Jezebel. He was ratified and then he was justified. David was justified by Almighty God to defeat Goliath and to be king in place of Saul. President Trump was justified by Almighty God for a second term. However, this is all colliding in the Derby of all years. It's all coming in like this collision course in the Derby this year. Remember I said that, collision course. Just remember that term. Now, moving on, in the eighth position is a horse named journalism, like media, right? Journalism, media. This is the media against the administration. This is another part of this race. This is the media, journalism going head to head against the Justify American Promise line. This is what this is too. This is the media wanting to clash and beat the Trump administration. And journalism has 3-1 odds right now, which are the best odds in the whole lineup. Now, I think this race is going to surprise a lot of people. I really do. This race may even go just as the election did, with an enormous victory and upset. This race may do just that. Now, interestingly enough, journalism's grandfather was a horse by the name of Uncle Mo, who was an incredible racer. He was euthanized suddenly a month after the election in 2024 from an injury. So look at this. Look at it this way. The seed of journalism is being euthanized. The seed of journalism is being euthanized. In the 16th position, is a horse named Coal Battle, C-O-A-L, coal, as in energy. A battle for resources in the nation. An attempt to undermine the entire, not only coal industry, but an attempt to undermine all the resources. The battle over climate change getting more and more intense that the liberals keep pushing and pushing and pushing. The battle for resources, which involves tariffs. We see what's happening there as well. So coal battle, it's interesting that that horse has come into the Derby with what we see shaping up right now for the battle over resources. Interestingly enough, too, in the 18th position, and I'll throw this in, is a horse by the name of Sovereignty. His father is Into Mischief. That's the sire's name, Into Mischief, right? And the way I see that is the devil in the kingdom of darkness may be into mischief and may attempt to be sovereign, but only Almighty God is truly sovereign. And he demonstrated this sovereignty in our nation. In the 19th position, and I know Andrew's going to like this because Andrew's coming on in a few minutes, but in the 19th position is a horse by the name of Chunk of Gold. His father is named Preservationist. Now, not only does gold preserve, right, when it comes to people's resources and what they have, but in this time, gold has hit an all-time high per ounce. So gold hits an all-time high per ounce. I think it was Goldman Sachs is projecting it to hit this enormously high amount per ounce, puts out a big article about it, and a horse by the name of Chunk of Gold just happens to come into the race. Donald Trump, President Trump, is also very much associated with the word gold. So that's another way you can look at it as well. And all of this is colliding. Now, I'm going to show you for a moment here in years past how this came up into what we see happening in the nations now. I'm going to give you an example to show you from years past how prophetically these races tend to point at certain things. If you remember back in 2021, Biden is in office. A horse by the name of Medina Spirit wins the Kentucky Derby. The horse is found to have a very high amount of a certain medication in its system that it's not supposed to have while it's racing. So the trainer is suspended and the title is ripped away from Medina Spirit. The Derby winner title, he's stripped of it because they cheated. Interesting, right? They cheated, right? We all saw what happened in the 2020 election, but now this horse emerges. They cheat by putting something in this horse's system that doesn't belong there. And it's found out and the horse is stripped and the trainer is suspended. Medina Spirit. Medina is like the second holiest city, I believe, in Islam. And it was warning back then of the rise of that spirit, of the rise of that takeover, of the rise of the spirit of Amalek, right? Medina Spirit and what happened with that horse. And then the horse suddenly dies. Medina Spirit, I believe about a year later, suddenly drops. Interesting. Now, he died that December, actually. It was actually less than a year that the horse suddenly died. We now see what is happening in Europe and England. The takeover. The attempted hostile takeover, the attempted jihad that was assisted at the hands of the Biden administration. This horse arose and attempted to win by nefarious means during the Biden administration. And now we all see in England and in Europe what is attempting to take over. You've got those operating in the spirit of Amalek, right? You've got what's happening with Islam over there. You've got that attempted takeover. And so this horse arose years prior, and it was pointing right at that spirit and what was going to attempt to arise in the nations. So I'm just giving you that as a background prophetic reference of in years past, how these things happen and what we see happening now. And now, in this particular race, we have the Obama American Pharaoh offspring versus the Trump Justify offspring. You have publisher and Luxor Cafe, announcer of Egypt, versus the American Promise. And then you have all these other mini battles shaping up around it. So this is no accident that this has all collided in this year, not only in the window between Passover and Pentecost, but after 73 years, this has happened, and it has happened in the second term of Trump's first year in that term after a very biblical election, because that spirit, right, of Pharaoh, that spirit is what is attempting to arise. This is the battle of the holdouts from the Saul, Ahab, Obama, Biden regime versus the Trump, Jehu, David regime. This is the clash. American Pharaoh is trying to find a way back in. That spirit is attempting to find a way back in. Egypt is going to attempt to ferociously arise in this time, but according to Ezekiel, it will never, ever again rule over the nations, but it's going to attempt it in this time. So I would watch Egypt for the moves they're about to make, because years ago they tried to resurrect. In the year Medina spirit wins, 2021, Egypt did something that was largely covered up, but you can go look this up. Egypt, during Passover, paraded all of their pharaohs out in a parade and moved them to a new location. So as Medina spirit wins that year, during Passover, Egypt brings all of their mummified pharaohs out into the open, and they parade them in a ceremony, and they moved them to a new location. That was the prophetic warning of the attempt to resurrect Pharaoh, the attempt to resurrect that superpower, the attempt for that spirit to attempt to arise again. That was the same year Medina spirit won. And now we see this year what is happening with the offspring of American Pharaoh and the offspring of Justify going head to head and clashing in this race. At the same time, you see a race with the Vatican that's going to be emerged in scandal. And at the same time, we saw what happened in Canada. This is no accident. This is all getting stirred up within the same window. And the window literally was from Purim to Passover, from Passover to Pentecost. And all these events I have just spoken of all congregated within that window. That is by no accident that these things are happening, because what we are watching happen in the realm of the spirit is coming into the natural. It's stirring up in the nations. And then you see all these moving parts suddenly come together. That is a reflection of not only what we see happening in this nation, but what we see coming in other nations, in Canada, in Egypt, in Italy. It's a reflection of it. It's a warning. That's why Medina spirit was a warning. That horse came when Egypt was resurrecting the pharaohs. That horse of all years tries to win by its trainers cheating and pumping its system with substances it should have never had. And that horse was suddenly found out and stripped of its title. Now, the horse was innocent in it, but the people that owned the horse, they were stripped of the title. American Pharaoh is about to get stripped of their title. That spirit wants the title back. it's going to be denied. It wants the title back. It'll do anything. Those trainers put substances in that horse, didn't even belong in that horse for a race. It'll do anything to try to arise. And that Medina spirit was a warning at the same time that the pharaohs were being resurrected. And now we see what's happening in England and in Europe. So this is by no accident. All of this is happening. It's by no accident. So pray about this, as always. Pray about it. But watch for this, because this horse rendered judgment in the middle of all of this as well. Of all years, right? A horse by this name. You've got the offspring of American Pharaoh, right? You've got the offspring of Justify, which is American Promise. And you've got a horse by the name of Render Judgment, all in the same race. So as American Pharaoh is attempting to arise, judgment is being rendered, right? And the American Promise is coming forth, the covenant, all in the same race. So, and the trainer that got suspended for Medina Spirit was let back in to the Derby this year. So keep that in mind too. Bob Baffert, I believe he was the trainer for Medina Spirit who got suspended for about 3 years, I believe, from horse racing for what happened. So keep that in mind also as we're going into this. That same trainer is back. And I would go look up if he's training any of American Pharaoh's offspring. Who he's training, I would go look that up, because that is just as important in this puzzle. But this is shaping up to be quite amazing. And I believe this is going to shape up to be quite an amazing race. And the Preakness comes 10 days after the conclave begins to pick the new pope. There's the number 10 again. It comes 10 days after. So literally the conclave beginning to choose the new pope is sandwiched between the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness of all times, in the middle of one of the greatest races that we see all year, which is the Triple Crown, is when the conclave begins. And this very serious, scandalous race begins to select the new pope. That is no accident that this is shaping up this way. So please keep this in mind and watch for this, because this is no accident. All these pieces are coming together at the same time in this year, in this season, during the second term of President Trump. In the middle of all of this, you've got Canada, you've got Italy, you've got Egypt, you've got America. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And what we're going to do is, because I know Andrew's been listening, and the chunk of gold was in the race. Chunk of gold, the horse is in the race. So let's bring Andrew on for a few minutes here. He has a lot to tell us about what's happening.
Yeah, it's thanks for having me, and I'm happy to be back. And I love listening to the last 15, 20 minutes of what you've talked about. And you called it, I mean, chunk of gold does stick out. It does. It's and I think, so referring to Donald Trump, I think that since the inauguration speech, when Donald Trump started off by saying that the golden era of America begins.
Oh, that's another one. Oh, Andrew, yep. Andrew just made another connection, because yep. Chunk of gold, golden era, very interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And there's one more reference. A week and a half ago, Donald Trump tweeted on X. He said, he who holds the gold makes the rules. And that statement, that tweet actually sent gold to $3,500 an ounce.
He who holds the gold makes the rules. And a horse by the name of Chunk of Gold is yep. in the 18th position, which happens to be the year 2018 that Justify won 2 years into Trump's first term.
Absolutely. I'm a hard sell on these things, but sometimes these connections are like too strong to ignore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you've actually connected so many ways that we're being spoken to prophetically. And for me, I feel like Donald Trump's talking to us directly when mm-hmm. he's talking about gold. I mean, when the stock market was really volatile and you saw that the Dow was down like 3,000 points in a day, they addressed it on local news all over mainstream media, but you don't ever hear anything about gold. Gold hit like $3,500 an ounce, and it's like no one on mainstream media wants to report that.
And
they're so threatened by gold. But Donald Trump is coming out and telling us that we need it. And I think now's as good a time as any.
Well, yes. And the fact that all of these things are converging, right, within this time, I think is fascinating. All the these different names of these horses that happen to be coming up together in this, including Chunk of Gold. And last time you were here, Andrew, we were within the window, I think, between Purim and Passover. And there were lots of volatile things happening with the markets, right? And you had said something to me. I talked about Passover coming, and you had talked to me about something that was coming with gold. And you said, "Well, I'll be back on in a couple of weeks, so I'll let you know then about what's happening."
Yeah, it really is gold hitting that all time high. It was showing people that that when you own stocks and you own real estate and maybe you have a little bit of cryptocurrency, on those days where actually, people's retirement accounts were down about 20% in a week. I mean, it was a painful situation. Yeah. If you held enough gold and silver, you would have offset in gains with gold and silver what you lost on paper with stocks. Mm-hmm. And it would have been the perfect hedge. And it really helped people be protected. And we felt something was coming. We knew it was coming.
Yeah.
And then I can tell people another thing that'll happen here. It's we've seen gold drop $250 an ounce three times in the last 6 months. The first time was in November, right after Trump won the election. Everybody felt safe. You might recall that cryptocurrency hit all-time highs. I mean, Bitcoin broke 100,000 for one Bitcoin the first time ever, and people were selling gold and silver to get into crypto. They were chasing. And really, this was fueled by Donald Trump bringing on Elon Musk as part of Doge. And people felt that's what the message was, cryptocurrency, and maybe not gold. And so gold did drop $250 an ounce during that time from an all-time high down 250. And then it rebounded before the end of the year. And it started strong this year. It was up over $700 an ounce just this year in 2025 alone. And then it dropped $250 an ounce earlier this year, and then it regained that.
Yeah.
Right now, it's sitting at $3,275 an ounce. It's down $225 an ounce from the all-time high. And I'm just pointing this out because it always rebounds. If you felt like the train left the station without you and you didn't get enough gold before, it's a good time to get it right now because you would be buying the dip. Mm-hmm. I think it's always smart to buy the dip. And I don't mean to leave out silver because what's good for gold is great for silver. Mm-hmm. And silver hasn't pulled back. Silver is like a dollar away from the recent high. Yeah.
It has. And we have the silver Cyrus coins with Andrew. We call them the Cyrus coins, Cyrus Faithful Shepherd on one side. And we have In God We Trust, Saving Grace on the other side with the ark and the dove with the olive branch. And so it is true that what happens with gold does positively or affect silver if it's going in the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah. And in a recent interview, I actually went over like historical pricing with gold and silver. And it actually like created a lot of interest and really gave people a perspective on what they can expect when they get gold. And I just wanted to briefly go over it.
Okay.
So first of all, for reference, when you and I have now been doing interviews for four years, in May will be 4 years. Mm-hmm. And when we started, gold was $1,750 an ounce.
Wow.
So if you go for the high of gold, it's exactly doubled. So we're now a little below that, but it did double at one point here just a week and a half ago, which is huge. Now, looking at what gold did when it hit the highest it had ever hit in 2011, the highest it had hit up to that point during the financial crisis was $19 an ounce.
Yes.
Okay. So if people could just remember, $1,900 an ounce for 1 ounce of gold, that was the highest ever. At that time, silver was $49 an ounce. Okay. Mm. So now if you double that 1900, that's 3800 for an ounce.
Yes.
We're not quite there yet. We're about $525 short of that. But if we were to hit $3,800 gold, just simple math would dictate that $49 silver should also double in that time frame.
Oh, okay.
An ounce of silver should be $98 today, mm-hmm. but it's yeah. not. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's sitting at, and I'm just taking a quick look here, it's sitting at $32.72 an ounce. So to me, silver really has a good chance to go up in value. It can do it very, very, very quickly. I think this is the longest in well over 10 years that I've seen silver hold above the $30 for one ounce price point. And I just think that people really should take a close look at getting some silver. If you already have some, if you can, get a little bit more, but to get it with the long-term mindset. Like you're not mm-hmm. thinking you're going to sell it in 6 months. You want to hold it for a minimum 2 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. I just really feel that it's important that that knowing that gold will return to the all-time high, it's going to pull silver up with it. And I think percentage-wise, silver will outperform gold in the short term and in the long term.
Well, Andrew, I thank you for that information because people like to hear it. They like to know what's going on. We have your information down here, Andrew. So we have the phone number, the email. We have at arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. They can go and they can click and it'll take them right to the link. Andrew and his team love to hear from our Ark of Grace family. They are very, very good with them. We get lots of positive feedback from our Ark of Grace family about Andrew and his team. So if you can, reach out to Andrew.
Absolutely. And I love the texts and emails. So the phone calls are nice too, but sometimes they come in so heavy that we go through the voicemails and maybe the response time is a little slower. But the Ark of Grace family is always really good at sending short emails and texts, and those get like the priority response. So I'd always appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Andrew, for coming on.
Yep. Thanks for having me. And I can't wait to see what we talk about next time because there's always something going on.
There is right now. So Andrew will be back on in a couple of weeks. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.
God bless. Okay. That was good. That actually tied right in because of what is shaping up in this Derby race. So we might be just scratching the surface here of what will transpire from this. I believe. So the Derby is one of three races that take place in the Triple Crown, but it sets the tone. This is why it's amazing that you have the Offspring of American Pharoah 2-1 going head to head. Think about that. 2-1 going head to head, right? Because you had Obama, then you had Biden, and then you had Trump. 2-1 going ahead against the Offspring of Justify, which is American Promise. So keep that in mind as we go forth. It's going to be this Saturday, the race, if you want to watch it. And so I'm definitely going to be watching because I'm going to be very curious what shapes up out of this, because prophetically, of all the things, the mysteries that were packed into this race. So we have a few things to go over at the end real quick, and then I'll let you go for tonight. We have animal picks. So if you want to stay on, the sheep got sheared. You're going to see Joshua with no hair for the first time ever. So let's show animal picks real fast. Okay. So this is Don, our shearer. He has to turn the sheep on their back so they won't run away. So this is the WWE shot of Don putting Joshua on his back in order to shear him. And there's Joshua with no hair. He looks so cute. I couldn't believe it when I saw him. But Joshua is nice and cool. Him and Archie have been sheared. That's Archie's before. And there's Archie's after. They look absolutely adorable. Don did, and our team did an amazing job with that. Up, and here is Prince in his beautiful Spider-Man fly mask that our team loves to put on him. Yep, it is fly season for the horses, so they have their fly masks on. And there's Noah eating some delicious leafy greens. He's going to be going outside soon now that it's warming up. This is his winter pen, and he's going to be going to his outdoor pen. Oh, and there's Poppy looking as cute as can be. She loves the mud. Of course, she's a hog. Poppy is going to potentially, well, we'll just see what happens in the next few weeks, but Poppy may be getting a friend. And those were the animal picks. Also, Robin Bullock. I'm going to be at Church International this weekend for the Sword of the Spirit Conference. I'm going to be speaking on Sunday at their service. We hope to see you there in Warrior, Alabama. Also, our app. If you could please go to your app store and download our app. We do a lot of push notifications to keep you informed. It's free. You could go to your Apple or Google store. Please download our app. We broadcast on there live too, and we put all of our shorts on the app now as well. Our team did a great job with that. All of our shorts now are on the app as well. And lastly, the Revelationary War. I praise the Lord for this book because I didn't know this book was in me, but the Lord knew this book was in me. And I obediently, you know, just wrote this when the Lord asked me to do this. The story, but I've told this many times on different platforms, the account of this book and how it came to be. It started with a dream from Pastor Rick that the Lord had given him. And it went from there. This is true. The enemy will always mix a little bit of truth with a whole lot of lies. That is absolutely true. And so it is available everywhere books are sold. Thank you to those who are purchasing it. We are very grateful. It is getting amazing reviews. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the Charisma Media site, anywhere books are sold, on arcofgrace.org. If you scroll down the front page, the top part has the two buttons, right? It has the newsletter sign up and it has the donation button. And then you scroll down, and I believe it's going to be to your right. You're going to see the Revelationary War, and you could just click on that and it'll take you right to Amazon. So I just hope you all are able to get the book and to maybe bless someone that is seeking the Lord. Because that book was written with people in mind who really didn't know the Lord, but were seeking the Lord as well. And so we just pray it brings people to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior as well, and draws people closer to the Lord and equips them. All glory goes to God for that book, truly. So that is the last announcement. Guess who's here? Sadie's with me. She's been on the desk. I'm going to say hi to everybody. Okay, I'll put you back down. So God bless everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. We'll definitely be putting out shorts the rest of the week. I do feel a word stirring. So if that word comes forth this week, then we may be going live again this week. We will announce armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day, along with the other Psalms we put on that screen. We want to encourage you in the word as we end for the evening. Also, Ephesians 1 and 3, those chapters, those scriptures, I say every single day. They're from the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. Incredible, incredible book. Also, Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. There is a reason for that. We should be praying that way. The order to that prayer is what is so important. It should be adopted into our prayer life. We should be habitually walking in praise. You put on the garment of praise, it lifts the spirit of heaviness. That is scriptural. So the Lord's Prayer starts out with praise. We should always start out with praise. Praise for the Lord should always be coming out of our mouth. You want to break through? That's how you do it. Super, super important. So we just wanted to encourage you in the word as we depart for tonight. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We love you, and we will be back on soon, and we will see you as well in Warrior, Alabama.